All right, time to meet running back Lake Seastrong from Baylor. And, of course, as you stepped up here with the microphone, we said we're very familiar with Baylor. That wasn't your first stop along the way, was it? Tell us about your high school career and your path to Baylor.
I've been fortunate to have a great high school career and had really had too many injuries. Coming out of high school, you know, I was the number one back in the country. And I decided to go to Oregon first. But things didn't, you know, go my way. My grandmother got sick, diagnosed with liver cancer. So it brought me closer back home to go to Baylor University.
Now, you and RG3's, yeah, there you go. Your paths crossed, but you never played together because of the transfer rules, I believe. What was it like watching him?
Oh, he's a great player and like a great teacher. Just watching him, it seemed like you get better just like being under him. So it was just a wonderful thing to watch him and understand him and enjoy him. He was like a mentor to me, and he still is a mentor now since I've been here.
Yeah, I bet. And your career at Baylor was exciting to say the least. Some of the highlights are ridiculous. If you haven't seen him, check him out. How would you describe yourself as a running back?
I just feel like I have a well-rounded game. I feel like I can give you a little bit of everything. Speed, power, agility. It just depends on how I feel at the moment.
And what was your draft day like?
I thought I was going to go a little early, but ultimately God had his, you know, had his hand on me the entire time, so God put me where he needed me to be.
Everybody says you didn't catch any footballs, but I've seen you during the workouts. It's not like you've never caught a football.
Yes, sir. I can catch. I feel like I can catch. I just feel like right now I'm moving 100 miles an hour. Everything is new. But once everything slows down, I think it's going to ultimately help me catch the ball a whole lot better.
What are your expectations over the next few months? No one has got a guaranteed gig. I know that. And so you're going to have to battle like everybody else. There's depth at that running back position. You're very highly touted coming in here. So what are some of your biggest challenges, you think?
There's a whole bunch of great backs in that roster. I just got to just go in there and be under coach and be under RG and just ask questions and understand the offense. The better I understand the offense, the better it's going to help me perform.
All right, your first name, it's not John, it's not Jim, it's not Steve. It's Lake, and it's spelled a little bit differently. Origins of your name, is there any story behind that?
My name is French. I'm Native American. My mom is French Native American, so it's just like a cool thing that I am drafted by the Redskins. So my name just means like strength, power, wisdom, understanding. It's kind of a cool thing when my mom broke it down to me what my name really meant.
Wow. And Seastrunk, that's a Native American name too?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, check him out. He's going to be electrifying on the football field. Lake Seastrunk. There he is.